Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Sharita Jennings of Get Fit Like That. Sharita, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. So excited to talk to the community.
Yeah, I'm super excited to have you on. And before we got started, I wanted to read a little bit more about Sharita so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Sharita is the founder of health and fitness website, Get Fit Like That. Formerly, Sharita worked full-time as a health policy attorney, balancing Get Fit Like That as a side hustle through which she has led group fitness classes across the Washington, D.C. area. Recently, Sharita left her full-time job to turn her focus 100% to Get Fit Like That and expand her ability to help others get fit like that. Now she leads virtual classes, provides personal training services to ambitious go-getters and jet setters who need help balancing their health and their hustle. Sharita, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I'm ready, Gresh.
Awesome. Let's do it. So first question I had was to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Sure. So basically, I started practicing law like 7 years ago. And as soon as I started, I immediately needed something else, like something a little bit more fulfilling. And it was one of those stories where I just started turning the thing that people always asked me about, which was health and fitness. I just started turning that into a business. And I first started with group fitness classes because I love attending group fitness classes. I love creating workouts. So I started teaching classes around the DC area, working in various gyms from like LA Fitness to Urban Boxing to New Box. And then it turned into, well, let me see what happens if I create my own classes and my own brand, because I had so many more ideas and wanted to share so much more with my community and everyone, at least in that area. So eventually it just kind of turned itself into a business. And I started teaching a lot more while still working full time. And now I'm really excited to be focusing on it all the time. And I have like a lot of opportunity to be super creative and creating a lot of digital products and reaching out to a whole new community of travelers and nomads and busy entrepreneurs who I think can really use a unique training style like mine.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like that's, you know, every person's, or at least I'm a little biased because I love entrepreneurship, but I feel like that's every person's dream to be able to take what is a side hustle and to grow it into, you know, a full-fledged business where you're able to work, you know, like you said, 100% of the time or 200% of the time on it, because a lot of times people don't realize that it doesn't just happen overnight. It is a process by which you're doing it on the side. Then all of a sudden it becomes a little bit more, then it starts to grow and grow and grow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. And I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper and hear about what I call like kind of how you serve your clients. So can you tell us a little bit more about some of the things that you're doing? I know you touched a little bit upon it.
Sure. So the two major things that I do is I have really intensive one-on-one fitness coaching, and it's all done virtually. So I sit down with my clients and we sit down for a consultation, and I create customized fitness programming as well as nutritional coaching for them. So this means every single week they receive new workouts, a new like nutritional target. For some people, most people, it's like, let's focus on reducing sugar, let's focus on increasing protein, something like that. But they get weekly workouts and a nutrition plan that they follow for 8 to 12 weeks. And my favorite part of that program is that we sit down once a week and have an accountability call. And that's where I hope that my client like spills it all, like this week was wonderful or this week was horrible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we really have that time to just drill down what's working, what's not working, and we can make adjustments. And it's my goal that anyone who works with me actually just builds habits. Of course, I want them to hit their goals, but most people, it's going to take longer than 12 or 8 weeks. So it's usually, I just want them to build habits and have something that they can take long after we finish working together. And then the second major thing that I offer are the virtual classes that you touched on. I just launched a recent online fitness series called Sweat Season, which is an 8-week program, and people get access to a Sweat Season video library. And that's me and my fit friends all created various workouts that people can follow along in a designated program across 8 weeks. And this way, if somebody is not home or can't make it to the gym, they can always download or stream the workouts straight to wherever they are and get a great workout in. And then those workouts are there for them to own forever and ever so they can tune in whenever they want. So I was really excited about that and looking forward to a future of more digital classes as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely great. And, you know, in the day and age where everybody is quote unquote so busy and you have so many things to do, sometimes you can't make it to that gym class. So especially that virtual aspect where you're able to do it kind of, I guess, on your own time, you know, depending on however you can fit it into your schedule, seems like it will be huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. And I know you touched on this a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call like your secret sauce. And this is what you feel kind of distinguishes you or sets you apart or your organization apart.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a very saturated business. The fitness industry is huge. And even a lot of people haven't heard of like virtual coaches or online coaches, but there are quite a few who offer all sorts of services. And I just think my unique selling point or my secret sauce is that I'm able to really connect with my clients. And I actually, and I mean it when I say I customize everything, we're talking on a weekly basis, we really work closely together. And I actually just talked to a client this morning and she was just saying that she was so happy that I wasn't like a mean trainer. She thought I was going to yell at her. She didn't do her workouts. And but instead, what I told her is like, you just need to worry about the next day. Like, don't, you know, this day didn't, today didn't work out, but you have tomorrow. So what are we going to do tomorrow to get on the right track? And it's those kind of conversations and being available pretty much 24/7 to those one-on-one clients that really sets me apart and I think really helps people reach their goals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the fact as well that you talked a little bit about, you know, making sure you're building those habits. So because, you know, a lot of times you want to make those lifelong changes, not just, you know, 2 week changes where you're maybe losing weight for 2 weeks, but you're doing things on a regular basis that helps you to overall have a healthier lifestyle.
Right. Exactly. It's so important just to, yeah, you need to do something for the long haul because either if not, you're just going to gain it all back or fall back into your old habits. So I hope that I'm helping people turn that around.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like you are. And, you know, being able to customize it probably helps out a lot because it helps bring that uniqueness to what everybody's looking for as far as their fitness journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
So my biggest CEO hack was hiring what you might call a CEO coach. Like I hired a business coach. She helped me plan she called it an escape plan, leaving my 9 to 5. She helped me make sure I had like revenue building products and just make sure I had all my dots dotted, all my I's dotted and my T's crossed before I took the plunge. And I still work with her now and kind of run things by her as well. And that has been amazing because I'm not naturally an entrepreneur. I don't know if anyone is, but once it became serious and it was going to be like my main source of income, I had to get very serious. And so I just went with a business coach from the Ambition Studio. If anyone's interested, she like changed my life.
Awesome. 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 And I love that because a lot of times, like, you know, we kind of mentioned before in the beginning is that a lot of times you have these big goals and these big dreams and ambitions, but to be able to break it down, like you said, to have your, I think you called it escape plan, where you're able to say this, I got to do X, Y, and Z to be able to escape. And then I got to do A, B, C to be able to take that to the next level and break it all down kind of helps out a lot.
Absolutely. It really does.
Nice, nice, nice. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I would tell my younger business self, and only 6 months ago, that things are going to move at their own pace. So you can set these wonderful goals, like I'm going to achieve this many customers in 30 days, and I'm going to generate this many sales in XYZ days. But sometimes you have to let the business grow at its pace. You can do everything right. You can do everything that you're supposed to do, quote unquote, but things might not happen as soon as you want them to. And in some cases, things happen much more quickly than you want them to. So it's just be ready for extended timelines and also be ready for just out of the blue opportunities and having to scramble to keep up with what's next for your business. And in my case, I actually moved abroad as well when I went full time with my business. So I thought when I moved here, I was like, okay, I'm going to get into wellness tourism and start working with hotels and I'm going to develop these programs. Mm-hmm. And that is moving a lot slower than I imagined, but it's still moving in the right direction. And that's all that matters. So I would definitely tell my younger business self and anyone else who's starting a business to just know that it's going to happen at its own pace and just be ready for that.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And it's funny, like when I started, a lot of the biggest thing that I think I remembered, I didn't necessarily accept it, but I understand a lot more now, is that it usually takes twice as long as sometimes you think, if not longer. So a lot of times you're like, I'm going to hit this goal and hit this target, you know, zero to 60. And you're going to be able to do that. But a lot of times it takes, and there's a process to do that. But I imagine, definitely correct me if I'm wrong, like probably a lot of times, like in fitness too, where you're trying to maybe increase your bench and you've been doing the same weight for the last, you know, 2 months. And then all of a sudden you just hit this level where you're able to, you know, double your bench or do whatever. But that happens out of nowhere. But it's because you've been putting in those habits and that work.
Exactly. I was thinking that it's exactly the same principles that you apply to like fitness goals, but we don't listen.
No one wants to hear that, myself included. So I definitely understand that. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Sharita, I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
To me, being a CEO is being able to just be incredibly creative. Like, it is totally up to me what kind of products I get to offer. It's totally up to me what kind of like partnerships I foster with brands and other businesses. And it's totally up to me what kind of clients I want to work with. And so it's just really kind of being totally in charge and having full creativity. And that's the part that I love the most. And my coach actually called me a visionary, which means I like to come up with ideas, but not so much implement them. But it just means being super creative and having that vision and then being able to follow it through. And so I just love being able to try things. Some things don't stick, some things do. And then you get to try something else when something doesn't work, or whenever you want to, you can pivot. And it's just totally up to you. The creativity in being a CEO is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you start thinking at that wavelength. I consider myself an ideas person as well. So a lot of times once you start to get on that vibe or that level, I guess you can say, you see them everywhere. So you kind of have to figure out what's going to work and what you can do now. And then you have to figure out how to balance all that with the 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still working on that.
Me too.
Looking for a few more hours, but.
Exactly. Well, Sharita, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, then of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things that you're doing.
Sure. So thanks so much for having me on the show again. It's been a pleasure. And I just want to remind all of your listeners who I'm assuming are interested in being CEOs or starting a business, or they're already in the throes. And I just want to remind them that there's no wrong time to do this. Like, you could have been in your career for decades, maybe a month, maybe you're in school and you want to quit. There's no wrong time to give this a shot. Like, the worst that could happen is that it doesn't work out and you end up turning that energy to something else. So if you have an idea, if you have a passion, just go for it. And I know you hear that everywhere, but I really do mean it. There's just no wrong time for it. So why not now?
Exactly. I definitely agree with that. And if they want to get in hold of you, what's the best way?
Sure. So everyone can find me on my website at getfitlikethat.com. And then I'm across all the social media platforms at getfitlikethat. So hopefully you guys will watch some of my videos and leave me questions and, you know, sign up for the upcoming video series, all of that. I can't wait to work with you guys.
Awesome. Well, I truly appreciate you again, Sharita. And we'll make sure to have those links in the show notes just so that everybody can follow up with you. Mm-hmm. But again, appreciate you for all the awesome things that you're doing. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.